this is going to be shorter because I'm kind of late for a meeting.
I hope so.
Yeah. Okay. So you're reading 19 through 23?
Many of the last ones. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Acts 14, verses 19 through 23. But Jews came from Antioch and Iconium, and having persuaded the crowds, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered about him, he rose up and entered the city. And on the next day, he went on with Barnabas to Derbe. When they had preached the gospel to that city and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra and Iconium and to Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying that through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. And when they had appointed elders for them in every church, with prayer and fasting, they committed them to the Lord in whom they had believed.
So the word of the Lord. Thanks, Lou, for reading this passage for us. We'd love to hear some of your thoughts and words of encouragement from this.
Again, like yesterday, I just want to focus on one verse, if we could, maybe two. When they had preached the gospel, verse 21, to that city and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. And here's the operative phrase, strengthening the souls, the minds, if you please, of the disciples, and encouraging them to continue in the faith and saying that through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. You know, as a shepherd, a big part of our calling is to strengthen, to make firm those who minister to, make firm their faith so that they'll be able to stand strong, so that their faith will survive persecution, confusion, and all the trials of life. But you see this, not only this particular Greek word, but you see throughout the New Testament, different places where the idea of strengthening one another, encouraging one another, making another person stronger. And I think that's a really important thing for elders to do. I think it's an important thing for husbands to do with their wives, for parents to do with their children. I just think we have to think in terms of how can I strengthen my brother's faith? How can I strengthen my sister's faith?
That's right. Because the second half or the last little part of verse 22 is true, right? In saying that through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God.
Right.
There's pain associated with this world. There's pain in the Christian journey that we ought not to lose hope in, that we ought to press forward in, deepening our faith in what Christ has done for us.
Right. He's not saying like, it's not like it's, you know, it's asceticism. The more you go through trials, the greater likelihood you are going to be saved. No, it's through in the Greek. You go through. The road to heaven, once you are saved, is fraught with trials and tribulations. That's the idea.
Yeah, that's good.
One more thing he does, if I could just mention this before we wrap it up. You know, another way he strengthens them is he gives them elders. He appoints elders, plural, just saying, in every city. Because again, he was only going to be there for a period of time, although the text does say he stayed there a while. But he was going to be gone. They were going to be gone. Paul and Barnabas were going to be gone. And the elders would continue the work of strengthening the saints. So it's our job as pastors of Christ Covenant to try to strengthen you who are struggling one way or another, or to come along and strengthen you as you try to bring up your children, the discipline instruction of which try to strengthen you as you're dealing with this, this temptation or that temptation, strengthen you to make wise biblical decisions, even in areas where maybe sin is not a factor. It's our job to come alongside of you. Parakaleo is the form of the word here, and strengthen you. And it's our pleasure to do that.
Yeah, that's right. Why, Lou, are there elders, plural? What are the benefits to having many guys like this? It kind of seems to be, you know, the impetus of the New Testament is kind of that a church would be led by a group of men, you know, appoint elders in every time. I mean, you kind of see this plurality all throughout, you know, Paul's writings and whatnot.
This is a whole broadcast, but you know, the first thing that comes to mind is it takes a lot of work to shepherd people. you know, being a shepherd is a very intimate kind of a job. You have to put your finger under the fleece and feel for bugs and scabs and listen for, you smell for things and listen for sounds. And I mean, it's a very kind of intimate thing. And, you know, there are only 168 hours in the week, and it just takes a lot of work to be a good shepherd. And, you know, we've got, let's just say, for argument's sake, 600 people and what, 15 elders now.
I mean, it's hard
to shepherd people. Another reason I think it's important when it comes to guidance, sometimes we have to make decisions. And I wouldn't want to have to make every decision by myself as one guy. You know, for example, in my world, I mean, sometimes we have to determine whether or not someone may have biblical grounds for divorce. I don't want to be the one to make that person all by myself. We have to determine whether or not somebody needs to be disfellowshipped or excommunicated. I don't want, as one person, to have that decision totally on me. Mm-hmm. I want my brothers to come along and let's look at everything the Bible has to say. Let's go back and forth and try to figure out how to make a biblically based decision on the basis of each individual sheep and on the basis of the church as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, Lou, I'm glad to be named among those elders alongside men like you.
Amen. Same way.
You know, and we've got a good task that we're called to here that we're entrusted with. And I'm grateful to be here with you because we do enter the kingdom of God through many trials and tribulations.
This is true.
And we need one another. Amen. And so for Lou Priolo, I'm Blake Rogers. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737, or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.